And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa and our guest. Yeah, you're talking to me right here. Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa. We're doing an open phone deal. It's been working out quite well, and we have a packed phone lines here. People want to talk to us.
Yeah, we're having fun, man. We're just telling stories, hearing catch reports, answering your questions. And if you want to be a part of the fun, give us a call. We would love to hear from you. We always say it. That's what Let's Talk Hookup is all about, is your phone calls. And we're just here to push the buttons and have a good time and BS with you. So if you want to get through this morning, get in on the fun. Two ways you can reach us. First is that local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. 1090, that's a local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. If you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, giving away two absolutely awesome prizes this year. We've been talking all day about this great offshore fishing that's going on, and it's going on so close to home that the three-quarter day boats have been having great steady action on it, and that's what we're giving away. Two three-quarter day trips on two fantastic operations. A three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego with Captain Ryan Bostian is going to be given away at the end of the show today at a C4 Sport Fishing. And then another three-quarter day trip aboard the Liberty with Captain Taro at a Fisherman's Landing. And again, we're waiting to hear from that big announcement here in this second hour of the show. And excited about that. Great things going on with the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we're excited to be giving away a three-quarter day trip as well as that three-quarter day on the San Diego to C4.
Yeah, a couple of great opportunities for you to go fishing. Let's jump back in those phones.
Sounds good. How about this time we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
You bet. Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Independence Day for the best country probably ever made anywhere. So,
Absolutely. Anyway,
good to talk to you.
You too, Mike.
Yeah, I want to circle back around quickly to fly fishing. You know, one of the really best ways to learn how to fly fishing, if you're just a novice or a beginner or you've never done it at all, is get a hold of one of the guides up at Crowley Lake in the Eastern Sierras. They'll take you out on the water. You're going to learn the rudiments of fly fishing. You'll learn how to stillwater fish with an indicator, and it's a great way to get started. Plus, you'll have a really good day. You'll catch fish. You have this guide all day long. You can ask him all kinds of questions, and you'll have a really good time. Plus, you'll learn what it's about, and you'll catch some great trout while you're at it.
Yeah, you're dead on that. You catch a lot of big trout, and a lot of times the fly guys, well, doing that stillwater nymphing, we'll catch more trout than the bait guys, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's just a lot of fun. And like I said, he has all the equipment. You get to ask all kinds of questions. You know, you don't need to know how to cast. You only have to cast a little ways, so you'll learn. You'll have fun, and you'll know, you know, what it's all about. And you'll look around. You'll see these float tube guys on the water. Pretty soon you'll be going, man, I got to get one of those. And,
yep.
And they're a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. And Crowley is such a great lake this time of the year and then into the fall for sure.
Right.
I've got a good buddy up there that guides, Pat Yeager. Such a fun day going. I mean, he's just a fun guy to go fishing with.
Yeah, I got a couple of my favorites up there, too. A guy, Dave Carranza with TrucaFlyFishing.com.
Okay.
If you ever want to check up with him. He's a really great guy, too, knows his stuff. Have a great time.
Yeah.
Good call,
Truca
Mike.
Fly Fishing?
Truca, TRUCHA, Fly Fishing, you know, spelled out, .com.
All right.
Good guy.
Good
Dave
tip.
Fonda.
All right, Mike, good tip.
Luck.
Hey,
thanks, sir.
Thank you very much for the call. That is, you know, we were talking with Mike earlier about learning to fly fish and stuff. That's a great way to introduce yourself to fly fishing. You don't need to know anything about it. You go out with one of these guides on Crowley Lake, you will catch a lot of fish, and just be surrounded by incredible beauty up there.
Steady action always helps in keeping you hooked on it.
Oh,
you know? I mean,
yeah.
It's one of those things.
Big ones.
Yeah, that's cool.
Too. That's cool. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. Captain Mike Pritchard is calling us from the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
What's up, Mike? Doing great.
Well, this morning we're trying something a little bit different. We're on a day and a half Soft Skill sponsored trip, and we wanted to get out and stretch the legs of the new engine, so we're about 115 miles southwest of San Diego, and we're still rolling. Want to go take a look at a little bubble of water that's down outside the 118 line and see if we can gather up a bunch of fish to follow us home.
Yeah, that's like cool. It. Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to go look, right?
Yeah, no, the RSAC airplane has been doing a great job. They did cover some water down the beach, but as far as I know, nobody's been out here lately, and it's, man, it's time for somebody to stumble into something neat, and hopefully that's us here today. We did spend yesterday, we've heard about this bluefin over and over again. We did find a little area of bluefin kind of up the north side of San Clemente Island there. We were kind of leapfrogging it with the Pacific Queen yesterday, but all the years, the 12-plus years that I've spent on and off long-range boats, still has nothing compared to the spots of bluefin we saw yesterday. Spots of 200 to 300-pound bluefin coming up, just, you know, throwing themselves out of the water. Just that's worth the price of admission right there. We never hooked one. I don't know what would have happened if we did. I know somebody on the Pacific Queen hooked one on a spinning rod and a surface iron. It didn't last very long, but it's amazing to see something like that anywhere short of 1,000 miles from San Diego.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It is quite a spectacle, and it sounds like that stuff's kind of moving northwest, huh?
It is. You know, the amount of bait here this year is just ridiculous. I mean, the tonnage and tonnage of bait, the anchovies, the celery, that's a good sign. I mean, once fish get in here, there's really no reason for them to leave. Hopefully it thins out a little bit and entices them to want to eat a sardine or mackerel or a hook bait a little bit more.
We certainly hope
With all that stuff around, there is still some nice yellowtail around, and it's just a matter of time before we start to see some yellowfin. One thing I also want to do is we had Terrence from 976 come down with his drone not too long ago and take some pictures. They're on our Facebook page, and it takes a lot for me to say wow when looking at a boat, but you got to take a look at some of these pictures until you see it from a drone point of view. Bill Poole helping design this with Dittmar Donaldson. It's just something that, you know, they did one heck of a job back then.
Wow, that sounds cool. It's on your Facebook page?
It is on our Facebook page. It's Tribute Sport Fishing. Just a really, you know, classic line, something to just look back and really reflect on and appreciate how they did things 50 years ago.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Mike, well, what's up for the tribute? Are you going to be running some open party trips here this week out of C4 Sport Fishing?
Yes. Yes, we do. We are taking the 4th of July off so we can spend it with our families, and then we are right back out on one-day trips, out looking at, you know, trying to catch some of that bluefin and yellowtail. You can give C4 Landing a call at 619-224-3383, and we are open party scheduled daily.
All right, very good. Get Mike Pritchard on the tribute. Thanks for the call. Good luck today. We hope you find the new batch.
Yeah,
I have a great fourth.
Thank you.
Good job on stretching out, man. That's pretty cool. Like I say, somebody's got to look, man. Hats off to Mike for making the trek down. Hey, we're going to jump right back into the phones. They are packed up. This time we're going to talk to Tom, who's called us from Temecula. Hi, Tom. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning, guys. Happy fourth to all of you guys. And great idea on the show, Pete. For just calling in and asking you guys questions.
Yeah, thank you very much. We should do it more often.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. So anyway, here's my question. Last year I was spooled. I had a little Abbott SX reel there, and one of the, I assume it was a bluefin that got me, and that was a 25-pound top shot with a 65-pound Power Pro, and there wasn't a whole lot of line on that SX. But it pretty much spooled me. So my question is, looking at the bluefin that we have now and the grade of fish that we have, what is the minimum line capacity you need to have on your reel? And then when you do have a situation where you're losing an awful lot of line, I realize the spool diameter decreases, and do you really need to back off on the drag provided you're, you know, set pretty much at a maximum, line-breaking drag to start with?
Well, those are definitely good questions, and you know, there's no right or wrong answer, only because every fish is different. But I would say if you're looking to fish big fish, a true minimum would be 300 yards. And you know, in the world of long range fishing for big ones, now I think a yellowfin on average is going to take more line, so it's a little bit different. But in true big fish fishing, we like to have 500 yards. But I would say for what we're doing right now, you want a minimum of 300 yards on the reel, which an SX with 65 pound is definitely not going to get.
Not going to be the deal.
So if you're going to stay with that size reel, which I wouldn't recommend for the size of fish that we're catching, you could greatly increase your capacity by going down to 50 pound Power Pro instead of 65, because I'm assuming with an SX, your top shot is probably not ever going to be much more than 30. Maybe it'll be 40 pound, but like you said, you were fishing 25. And then if you wanted to crease it further still, you could fish 50 pound max quattro. And I do think if you put 50 pound max quattro and fished a short top shot of 25 or 30, you would eclipse that 300 yard mark. So I think that would get your capacity up if you wanted to stay with the same reel. And
but the problem is if you hook a big fish.
Yeah, you don't have the
25, 30 pound. It's especially a bluefin's going to chew through it pretty rapidly.
And the problem with a reel that small is it doesn't have the torque. You know, you just aren't going to have the power to turn the handle. You'll have the ability to stay attached to it for a while, but you won't have the ability to finish it off. You know, when that you might be able to pull on it and lead it back and forth and get that fish to deep color, but finishing it off will be incredibly difficult on gear that small.
And the interesting thing about this finicky bluefin that we've been seeing is it's not a matter of pound test that
that's
they're finicky
sure.
about. They just don't want to bite
yeah.
a lot of times. You throw 10-pound test on them, and they won't bite. You can throw 150-pound test on them, they won't bite. But it's just a matter of finding the one that wants to bite. And when they do find the one that wants to bite, you want to be ready because it's big, powerful fish.
The fish that you hear about getting caught are a lot of times being caught with a 130-pound Seaguar leader, 150-pound leader. You know, we're rigging our poppers with 130 and 200 fluoro. I mean, And bait fishing with 80 pound, with 100 pound fluoro, like it's you got to fish heavy to stand the chance. I mean, Tim Ekstrom is the guy that I've been long range fishing with a few times, and so I just base everything off of that. Those guys do it way better than any of us. So, and he's the guy that always says that big line and big hooks are what put fish on the boat. Period.
Yep.
And there's always anomalies. There's always I hooked my fish on 30 pound, and I'm one of those guys. I got one on 50 pound. That sure isn't how I rig any of my stuff now.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
because you're still hurting from
it. I'm the perfect example, and I got one on 50,
yeah.
and I would just beg everybody not to do it. That's just not the gear you want to catch it on. You know, you need to be fishing heavy gear to give yourself all the shots. You know,
no doubt about it.
Heavy line will allow you to make mistakes and not pay the price for it.
No doubt about it. Absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. This
all morning. Right. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We got your saltwater guide standing by, and today that report sponsored in part by Dana Landing in Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle store, a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses. They do trips, and they're great six-pack charters. They do trips on the Impulse and the Blackjack. And if you want to check out a great selection of freshwater tackle, also check out their East County Bait and Tackle. It's full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. It's at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more info, and let's talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, you guys. Good morning. This is going to be a little bit mellower than last Sunday.
Oh, right. Okay.
You're not baiting a swordfish and have a...
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. First of all, today's Kelly's birthday, so happy birthday, Kelly.
All right, happy birthday.
Yeah, we are taking the day off and spending the day with her family, so no fishing today. But last weekend, guys, when I was on the radio with you guys, I was losing my mind. We had swordfish jumping up in front of the boat. We had bluefin. We had yellowfin. We had everything in the world swimming around the boat. We ended up figuring out what they wanted to eat. They eat the 200-pound attached to a bait going on the kite. So they're not line shy like these guys were just saying a few minutes ago. When they want to bite, they'll bite. They're going to bite whatever they're going to bite. It doesn't seem to matter. The last thing you want to do is get caught with your pants down with 20 or 30 pounds. Hook a fish like we did, over 200 pounds, and we hooked it on the right stuff with 200-pound braid and 150-pound fluorocarbon hooked to the leader and all that stuff, and it still took 4 hours and 20 minutes. So
oh,
you got to be careful what you do. what you do there, guys. There was a phenomenal amount of fish out there that day, and the water was greasy flat. And we got three bites on the kite, fought one for an hour, pulled the hook, fought one for 15 minutes, pulled the hook, and then the last one stuck, and we ended up landing at 9:30 at night.
Unreal.
So
how cool, dude.
Make sure that you're ready, guys. And there's tons of swordfish out there, too, while you're looking. And then you get out there by Clemente right now on the ridge down there. There's some of that smaller, great yellowfin, that 20-pound fish out there. Everything's just starting to show up. So don't get discouraged. You go out there and you get a blank. I think if we just calmly go out there and look around, don't do like me and you get all freaked out when you get out there. They're just fish. Calmly go out there and look around. Make sure you check all the kelp patties. One of my buddies was up off the Osborne yesterday, and they got a 30-pound yellowtail on a kelp off the Osborne. So there's fish all over the place. You just got to get out there and look for them. That offshore thing's just starting to get together here in American waters, and I think it's going to be an awesome season. There's spots out there where the water's already 73 degrees. We saw that day we got the fish. We saw turtles. We saw hammerheads, swordfish, yellowfin, bluefin, and yellowtail, all the same day, same area of water. So it looks like there's still a bunch of that stuff left over from last year up here, so I think it's going to be an awesome year. You go to Catalina or Clemente, there's still really good yellowtail fishing over there. Up there on the west end of Catalina, there's still some sea bass to be caught at West Cove. Daryl Wilson called me right before I went on the air and let everybody know he's got a full tank of squid that he's setting in front of the isthmus, which is
sweet.
Different.
The best way in the world to make squid.
Yeah, you just give Daryl $50 and you're good, right?
Right, and you're up there on the west end where that sea bass is, so you don't have to start at Avalon. You can go right up there to the isthmus, get some squid from Daryl, and be on your merry way.
Heck yeah. Well, Dave, fishdope.com, you've been on it. They have it. Danny's been on it. And I tell you, I get a call multiple times a day from our listeners. What's that fishdope.com report where I can save 20 bucks off the code? What's the code where I can save 20 bucks on that new membership to fishdope.com? You got to have it. Hook up now is the code. Lowercase, no space. Hook up now. You can save 20 bucks on new membership to fishdope.com, where you can get information from guys like Dave Hansen. And how do we go fishing with Dave?
Well, there's a couple different ways. If you have a free day in November, I think I got an opening. But seriously, guys, you can give me a call at 949-374-0786. I'll do my very best to figure out how to get out with you on your boat. I'm really, really busy, but we may be able to fit you in there. And then if you guys want to charter a beautiful hatteras, I run a 65-foot hat down in Dana Point Harbor called the Wild Sack. We carry 20 scoops of bait. You guys can call me on that, too. Or you can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that report very much.
All right. Hey, we're going to continue on with our catch report. We're going to talk to a good buddy of ours, Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Doubles on the line. What's up, Fred?
Good morning, Fred.
Morning, Pete. Morning, Rick.
How you doing, buddy? Good to hear from you this morning, Fred.
Yay. Good to be heard. Just wanted to check in, you know, on the local kelp beds, Point Loma and Imperial Beach, what we cover. We're, things are coming around. We, like what we saw early in the year, the kelp canopy has been kind of trimmed back with all the warm water. We've been able to, access some rocks and stones that are way back there, third row stuff that we haven't fished in quite a few years. We liked what we saw early in the spring and had some nice bass catches. And then we've been battling the red crabs. There's been so much natural bait in the water. It's been really hard to make catches, but things are starting to clean up. We had a nice bass catch, yesterday afternoon. Carl had, 56 legal calicos.
Nice.
We've also seen some, sand bass movement. You know, the fish are starting to move, pre-spawn mode. They're ready to spawn, and I think it won't be long before we're going to start seeing that stuff in IB. But, we're seeing the sand bass along the buoy line where we, traditionally see it this time of year. We had limits, twice on the boat this week with light loads. So some good things happening locally there.
Oh, that's killer news, man. I love hearing that. And so cool, like you said, you don't think about it that way, but, you know, with that kelp receding back, with the less kelp there, you're able to fish ground that hasn't been fished in a long time.
Yeah, it's neat to see. This is the third year since they enacted the 14-inch size limit, and this is the year they told us that, you know, the fish that were 12 inches 3 years ago are going to be 14 this year. So
sweet. Well, if somebody wants to ride the Daily Double with you, Fred, Point Loma Sport Fishing, how do we do that?
That's correct. Hey, Pete, you know, also we've put the Point Loma online for a true local three-quarter day trip. Point Loma leaves at 6:30 in the morning, returning at 4:30.
Wow,
and,
perfect. That's a cool
one. Our captain Tony's seen more and more time running that boat. He's a good local guy. He's been with Steve and I since we've bought the boats over 12 years, and he's taken a lot of the trips on the Point Loma. But to get on our boats, the Mission Bell, Daily Double, and Point Loma, you know, I should also mention the Mission Bell is coming back online. We've got an RSW system that Steve's been working real hard on, and that boat should be online this coming weekend. So Point Loma Sport Fishing, you can contact us at 619-223-1627.
Awesome news, Fred. Glad to hear it. Lots of great stuff going on the Daily Double. Glad to hear we're catching fish and lots of opportunities to come fishing with you. Appreciate you keeping us up to date and keep doing it, man. Keep in check with us. Let us know as those bass keep biting.
Catch you real soon, Fred.
All right.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, buddy. That's going to wrap up our catch report again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening right now. We've been talking about it all morning, and you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design to make hooking your bait easy and putting your fish on the deck. You can get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store.
Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris. Frank's got some exciting news, and we've been talking about it all morning. And, Frank, what's this exciting news we've been just waiting to hear?
I think we're finally going to be ready, Pete.
Sweet!
We are, that is pending that we receive our SCC license this week, which we were told we're going to, and along with our EPIRB registration, we should be ready to go. We're right now scheduled to leave Friday morning at 5:30 a.m., and you can call Fisherman's Landing to make a reservation. The Liberty will be ready, or should be ready, providing we get those permits. And right now we're going to schedule it for the Coronado Islands, but as you probably have heard, there's kelps now with Dorado and 10 to 20 pound yellowfin down the line a ways. So if that stuff moves in the next week, well then obviously we'll go offshore. But right now it's scheduled for the Coronado Islands. I got to really compliment Taro and his crew. Those guys have been relentless, starting at 6 in the morning and working until 6, 7 at night. There's so many little things that have to be done. When you finally get all the carpenters off and the electricians off and all of that, it's still an unbelievable amount of work. So my hat's off to Taro and his crew.
So if you want to be on the inaugural fishing trip aboard the Liberty, it's this Friday out of Fisherman's Landing. You can book it right online, fishermanslanding.com. What an exciting day that's going to be.
Yes, it was. We're quite excited about it. I think you also know that Jonathan Yamati had a great trip on the RP. He came in yesterday with 40 wahoo, limits of yellowtails, some nice grouper, and a couple of real nice bluefin, one of them weighing 235.
If somebody said that Jonathan backed the Royal Polaris in and had a cow and a handful of wahoo, you definitely wouldn't have thought that it was from a July 3rd trip.
That's true.
That's so
that
cool.
Is true. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Anyhow, they're on a 6-day family, not a family trip. This is the Cutchell family trip. It's a gentleman that takes his family fishing every year, and they're on a 6-day fishing the Cedrus and Bonitas. So thank you very much, Pete, and maybe we'll see you this Friday on the Liberty.
Well, it would certainly not be this Friday, but certainly one more future Friday I'll be jumping on the Liberty and checking that out. Frank, it's exciting news. The Liberty, it's been how long of a project? How long have you been working on this boat?
Oh, Pete, I don't know if I ever want to go through this. We started we got the boat December 26th. We started, the carpenters actually got aboard. We got everything January 20th. We just got the carpenters off the boat last week after they got all the trim and all that stuff done. So it's been a six-month ordeal.
Yeah.
And we had pictured it for about 3.5 to 4 months, thinking we were going to be ready June 1st. So as many years as I've been in the business and Dean Adams has been in the business, you just can't imagine how many extras and how many things you forget about, you know.
It's a boat, showers, right?
The tile and everything else, you know. The boat is equipped to do day-and-a-half, two-day trips. It's got two beautiful fish holds in it, RSW. It's got showers. It's, you know, four heads. It's really a darn nice. It's going to be a beautiful three-quarter day boat.
Yeah, bunks. So if you want to sack out on the way out and the way back, it's going to be an unusual deal for have bunks on a three-quarter day boat. The Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, ready to go Friday. Make your reservations.
Thank you, Pete, very much.
Thanks, Frank. Happy 4th of July weekend.
That is just so cool. I'm so excited that Liberty is coming. That is just going to be...
Oh, and it came out so beautiful. They did a great job on that boat.
Taro and Chuck, the whole team down there worked their butts off. What more can you say? I mean, I see those guys every day just dragging butts, walking up the dock, fiberglass grinded out, and they did it, and they built a beautiful boat, and I can't wait to see those guys behind the wheel. Yeah, no doubt, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander, both now operating out of Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. The Commander is a legendary 65-foot boat with top-of-the-line comfort and superior customer service, the finest fish handling and quality food, the same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the Seaforth Sport Fishing fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sport fisher in her class, offering plenty of room at the rail. Chris and Mark have developed these two boats to set the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at eclipsesportfishing.com or commandersportfishing.com. When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau. Built to fish, built to last. Check out these new products designed just for anglers. The two new HD series hard cases with thick customizable foam to protect your electronics when not in use. While the new HD series tough boxes provide heavy duty waterproof protection, clear lids and O-ring seals keep water out while letting you see in. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust provides additional protection against rust and corrosion, keeping your valuables safe. For travel, protect your rods with a tough Bazooka rod carrier. Available at Turner's Outdoorsman and other fine tackle retailers.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the 2016 All-Star Game. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Phones are packed. They want to talk, Rick, so let's jump into it.
You got it, man. Phones are literally solid. We got to next up talk to Dan. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Dan, again, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning, Dan.
Encinitas, you mean?
Yeah. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, first off, love your shows at the Encinitas Ford a couple weeks ago. That was awesome.
Thanks.
That was fun.
Yeah, we had another good one yesterday. It was great.
Comment on the, fishing starts now. I think we've been so spoiled for the past couple of years, you know, especially newcomers. I don't think people realize how lean it was about 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, fishing starts now.
Okay, we're ready. Let's go fishing.
Yeah, we're ready. And, like, two questions, actually. One was, I missed out on calling yesterday about a nice bass. I don't have a bass rod set up in my arsenal, but give me a quick tip on that. And then my other question was, if you guys have heard anything about the rigs to reefs program, where they've got these oil rigs offshore, and they've become vertical reefs and
right.
created such an ecosystem
right.
that rather than have them pull the whole rig off, they just chop the tops off and leave the actual piling.
It's a great idea, isn't it?
That's it. I saw a documentary on it, and I just wanted to know if you got any.
It's a fantastic idea. I'll cover the rigs rethink first. CCA California is working diligently on projects to create artificial reefs, and one of them being involved with the Rigs to Reef program, too. Here's the problem with the Rigs to Reef. Once again, the extremists.
I'm so upset because I know it's coming out of your mouth right now.
The extremists are so stupid that they don't understand that these things have created this amazing ecosystem in the water. But they don't want to let the oil companies off by not stripping the ground of these beautiful ecosystems and bringing the natural state of that area back to what it was before they built these ecosystems.
Right.
What the oil companies want to do is they want to put millions of dollars back into the ecosystem and back into the environment, the money that they save in taking these leaving these rigs as reefs rather than stripping them and decimating the ocean from this beautiful natural environment. People are starting to figure it out that this is a good idea, these rigs to reefs. So hopefully with support, these crazy environmental groups will realize that this is a good thing for California.
In the short, it provides awesome habitat. The fishery thrives. The fish population does better. The oil companies save a lot of money because they're not removing everything. They save a ton of money, and because oil is saving money, the environmentalists think it's a horrible idea, so they just shoot it down because they don't want the oil company to have any type of victory whatsoever. Even though, in the long run, it is absolutely a benefit for environment.
Everybody.
Yeah, for everything. But because oil is getting a win, we're shooting that down.
Stupid.
It's crazy. Yeah. As far as your bass rod and reel goes, there is the beauty of what's going on with tackle in this world right now is there are so many options based upon your budget. If I was shooting from the hip and you wanted a cool rod to add your arsenal, I would get a Corrado 300 by Shimano. It's a mid-level price reel that has really good performance. It'll do everything from catching a calico bass to also having enough guts to go catch a school-sized tuna or yellowtail and a kelp patty. And my favorite bass rod, again, just middle of the road, is that Terramar. The Terramar series, an 8-foot medium heavy. It's a perfect combo. But the beauty of how much gear is out there right now, I always say the same thing. Go to a tackle store in your neighborhood. Go to our shop. Go to a good shop that's got good selection. Let them know the budget that you have in mind and the type of fishing that you like doing, and let the guy behind the counter show you all the different options. When a guy comes into our store, we find out if he fishes on a private boat or a sport boat, and if you like calico bass a lot more than you like fishing yellows, or you want to catch a small tuna on a popper. We kind of try and dial in the type of fishing that a guy likes to do, the amount of money that he's comfortable spending, get him the most bang for his buck, and go from there.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, I want to mention a couple things. We had a great broadcast yesterday at Mossy Ford and PV. Thanks for everybody to come out, and thanks for the guys at Mossy. They're such a welcoming
they
people
are,
and
man.
Just a beautiful place. And they have that sell-a-thon at all San Diego County Ford dealers going on this weekend. Again, you want to buy a car or truck, this is the weekend to do it. But our next one, everybody's asking, when's the next San Diego
one?
County Ford dealer? Well, it's at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And going to have a great event there at Dana Landing on August the 5th. I know Steve and the gang are going to be welcoming us. I know Ron's going to put on a big event next door at Fastlane Kayaks. It's going to be a big day. Mark your calendar. Your next chance to have a chance to win great prizes and have a chance to qualify for all those great prizes, including that trip to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines. Saturday, August the 5th. Mark your calendar. We'll be back in there. I also want to mention, too, I heard from my buddy John Christensen at Point Loma Seafoods. They got in another harpoon swordfish today. So if you want probably one of the most delectable seafood meals you've ever tried, and the difference we talked about before, difference between harpoon and line-caught swordfish is night and day.
Yeah, or gillnet-caught. Yeah, gillnet long line.
Gillnet,
it's not
line,
even close to the same.
Yeah, so go... While it lasts, go down to Point Loma Seafoods this weekend and grab a chunk of that harpoon swordfish today.
You will see me in there at some point today getting a steak of that.
You better go early.
It's one of those things that you just don't let it pass you by. It is so good.
Yeah,
I'm on it.
There you go.
Fourth of July barbecue. I got my plan set now.
Perfect.
That's awesome. Hey, phones are packed up. Bruce in Lemon Grove, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy 4th.
You too, Bruce.
Hey, just a question about the bait situation in San Diego Bay. What's it like at the receiver? I know over Mission where we're at, there's thousands of fingerlings. Bait fishing in the afternoon's fantastic.
You mean as far as the bait in the receivers or just catching bait or
both?
Well, bait in the receiver, I know in San Diego Bay has varied from day to day, and I know that our sport boats yesterday. Because we always check to make sure we're selling the right hooks to guys, had beautiful sardine. They had very, very nice bait. I know there's been a lot of anchovy around as well. That's one of the reasons that Fred and those guys are having such great fishing is there's been anchovy. There's definitely been more anchovy than there has been sardine, but I know all of our sport boats went out with sardine yesterday, so I would say the bait has been mixed. And as far as catching bait around, just like we've heard the guy saying, there's a huge volume of bait around. I know there's been some, our marlin guys that, make mackerel and stuff have been having good mackerel fishing around the green tanks outside of Point Loma. So I would say in general, the bait situation is really good right now.
Yeah, very, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Richard in Monrovia up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Richard. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Happy Independence Day to you.
Same to you, Richard.
First, I'm looking at doing a trip down to Baja, and I can't make up my mind between Gonzaga, Bay of L.A., or Abrejos on my kayak and 4Runner. And what do you guys recommend for, like, maybe getting some Dorado or something like the Cabrilla, something different that I can't get up here?
I'd call Rick Jensen at Sport Fishing Financial.
Yeah,
he goes down there all the time, and we're more than happy to talk to you. He's the guy that does our Northern Baja report every Saturday, and is really in tune with what's going on there. Sportfishingfinancial.com. His name's Rick Jensen. And just call him up, and he'd be more than happy to kind of fill you in. But that's kind of not our zone. I
looked at Pete going, man, I hope you take this one. I don't know.
but we know the people.
Yeah.
The thing about being connected within the fishing is we know the people that do know.
Exactly.
And Rick Jensen would be your guy. So sportfishingfinancial.com. Call him up. Get his phone number off the website or shoot him an email, better yet, and he'd be able to answer the question for you there. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Rick, another Rick, call Rick from Glendora this morning. Good morning, Rick. Welcome
to
Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Independence Day.
You too, Rick.
Hey, been a big fan, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, nice of you to call.
Thanks for calling us, Rick.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Thanks, Rick. Just a two-part question, if I may. Been fishing all my life. Just getting on in age now, so kids are going, grown, gone. I'm planning a trip, my first trip ever to Cabo, and just finished fishing on a cruiser in Hawaii. Should I fish a cruiser in Cabo for one day, go off to maybe some marlin, some big tuna, or maybe, financially wise, split it up, maybe fish 2 days on pongas, and if so, should I take my own tackle, my rods, or to just use their stuff.
Are you staying in Cabo San Lucas proper?
That's another part of the sub-question. Should I stay in Cabo San Lucas or maybe on the East Cape?
Well, I mean, that's an easy one for us. We love the East Cape, you know. Rancho Linero, Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and they are rigged for fishing.
Yeah.
You know, you could stay in San Jose. I am not a Cabo San Lucas fan. I think
why is that?
I just think it's become like a Las Vegas on the sea. You know, it's
really?
Yeah, it's just high rises and I mean, needless to say, they have a lot of great fishing and a lot of, you want to go down and have a great party and a good time, and there's some beautiful restaurants in Cabo San Lucas. And for people that enjoy that and want to go fishing and do the high rise thing, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, Cabo is an awesome spot, but it's just I much prefer a little quieter, more fishing oriented place like the East Cape or San Jose del Cabo, north of Cabo. Rick,
yeah, you nailed it. If you want to go and party and fish, which is a blast to do, Cabo San Lucas is your spot. And if you want to relax and fish, you got to go to the East Cape. I mean, that's what it is. And going to the ranch is so mellow. You come back a different person. I think that's why we all like it so much. It puts you into a vibe that's just a different. It's a different deal. And both of those things are good. Like, neither of them are bad. I mean, who doesn't want to go and, you know, party and get loose and get crazy every once in a while? But if you're asking me for a fishing trip wise, there's no doubt. I would go to the East Cape. The fishing is what you're there for, you know, and the fishing is not, I wouldn't even say it's secondary in Cabo, but it's not the same, you know. And as far as good gear and good operations, there's probably just, it's easier and better and more the focus when you are staying in the East Cape.
And there are some excellent fishing operations in Cabo.
Absolutely, there.
As well as San Jose,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I like bringing my gear. I like bringing my own reels.
Same.
And then using their rod.
Great.
So you don't have to bring a rod tube. That way, you know, you have fresh line and such like that. But when are you going, Rick?
I'm thinking of August. I know it's going to be warm, but I'm thinking of August.
It's not going to be warm.
Yeah.
It's going to be hotter.
It's
going to
be hot, yeah. But typically in that's the East Cape time.
That's when it's
prime
the best
time,
though.
In the East Cape.
Yes,
Palmas de Cortez, right there. You nice, beautiful pool and a lot of amenities right in town. And if you want kind of that.
You say amenities. Could my wife get like a spa treatment or something like
yep,
that?
Yep, they have a great spa at Palmas de Cortez. A beautiful pool. There's a little town. There's three or four restaurants, multiple restaurants now in Los Barriles that you can walk around to. And it's more of a quiet, but they've become, it's a fishing resort that's also become kind of catering to couples and such like that.
Definitely.
Too.
Big swim up bar, big lounge chairs, great pool area to lay out, good food, easy to deal with. Full spa.
But still things to do. You can rent the quads, run up and down the beach. Love doing that.
Wow.
And the kayaks. You have snorkeling and such like that. So August is a good time to go to the East Cape. It definitely is. It'll be a bit cooler if you go out to Rancho Leonero because it's on the point there.
Good point.
You get a little bit of breeze in the afternoon, maybe, in August. Cabo San Lucas will be hotter, no doubt about it. It'll be hotter down there in August than it is in the East Cape. But, you know, it's tough choice. It's all good choice.
Exactly. Yeah. None of them are going to be a bad call. And no matter how hot it is, the Pacificos and the margaritas are always cool. So you'll be fine.
Hopefully we haven't confused you too much, but there's a lot of good things down there. And a good time to go down there is August. If you like it hot and you want to catch some fish.
Pete, you haven't confused me. You just fired me up, man.
All right, Rick. Yeah, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into him and talk to Kenny calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Kenny.
I wanted to ask you guys about, I'm having a little financial problems here, and I wanted to find out if I could get a one-day license and what it would cost.
Yep. Very easy to get. A one-day license for California is $15.12, and if you get a Mexican license, depending on where you get it from, if you buy it directly from Kona Pesca, they're around $13, and if you buy them from a tackle store, there's always a surcharge. We charge like 15, 18 bucks, something like that.
And DFD does have free fishing days. Like yesterday was a free fishing day.
Yeah.
No license required. You can check the Department of Fish and Wildlife website for the next free no license day. So would be an opportunity.
Yep. Or you could fish from a public fishing pier. You know, if you went down to the Ocean Beach Pier or the Shelter Island Pier, any public fishing pier, there's no license required.
Good point. Yeah, just go to the pier.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about Sam and Irvine up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Sam.
Sam.
Morning, guys. Hey, I just took a couple of friends that had never really fished for yellowtail, and fortunately we went to San Clemente Island and they were able to get a couple. But they were asking me to give them advice on, you know, deep jigging, you know, yellowtail reel, and I'm just calling on their behalf to, you know, what would you recommend, Rick? Like, they want a two-speed reel, you know, deep jigging, yellowtail, white sea bass, and all that.
Deep jigging yellowtail reel would be, there's several good options out there. Two speed isn't always necessary the thing that you would, that is often offered in the perfect size reel.
Right.
And it depends on what their budget is too, for sure. The one that comes to my mind when you make that description for sure is not the cheapest reel, but it'd be fantastic for it. That'd be a Talica 20. It's a tall reel, so you get, you know, yo-yo jigging, the spool height is an important one because the revolutions that thing makes when the spool is taller, you're gaining a lot more line, and you have a ton of torque in that reel. So if you wanted a two-speed, it would be a great deep-water jig reel. A TAC 20 at two-speed would be a really good one. A smaller reel that fits in your hand that still had a lot of line would be a Trinidad 20A. That would be a really nice size, as well as a lot of other reels. The reel of choice that everybody now wants to have because it's not available, but the perfect one for it was always the Trinidad 40. That was like the highest sought after fast killer yo-yo jig reel, but unfortunately it's no longer a reel that's in production. So I would say a Trinidad 20 or a if you wanted to go the two-speed route, a TAC 20.
There you go.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks, Rick.
All right.
Yeah, you got
thanks
it,
a lot for the call this morning. Let's try and sneak in one more, Rick.
Got it. How about Rob from Mission Bay? You got a quick one for us, Rob?
Hi, Rob. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning, Rob.
Question for guys with small skiffs. You know, say a 14, 16-foot aluminum boat. You want to go out Mission Bay channel, you know? Where would be some good spots to get on closest to shore for guys with small boats that don't have a lot of range, and where you have the most likelihood to hook something up?
What I would do is stop by Dana Landing in Mission Bay and talk to Johnny or one of the guys at Dana Landing, and they will get a map out, show you where to go, and actually show you the proper stuff to buy and take with you on your trip. And that would pretty much secure you as knowing exactly where to go, being safe, as well as being in the right place to catch some fish. So what do you think, Rick?
I couldn't agree more. Johnny, Carl, all the guys in that store, that's what they do. They live and breathe fishing out of there. I couldn't agree with you more. That is the first spot I'd go if I was trying to research a trip. And they are so forthcoming with information. They don't try to hide anything from you. They'll tell you what they caught, where they caught it, show you the baits that they caught it on. That's the spot for it.
All right. There you go. Dana Landing in Mission Bay right next to the launch ramp. You can't miss it.
Hey,
thanks a lot for the call.
When we come back, we're giving away a trip both on the Liberty and on the San Diego. Can't believe it. 2 3-quarter-day passes. Lucky call. Coming up when we return, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, 3-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty. You can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay is hard to miss. Right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay, this massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and more, including a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check the latest from Hobie, the Eclipse, taking fitness out of the gym and onto the water. Test a new Eclipse kayak or stand-up paddleboard free right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket.
It's like wearing a seatbelt. Click it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing is going to RJ in Cerritos. And then the winner of the three-quarter day on the Liberty now out of Fisherman's Landing. Again, we heard from Frank this Friday coming up, the initial fishing trip out of Fisherman's Landing on the Liberty. Brian in Point Loma. And Brian, if you want to go on that trip, you've got a shot. You got a three-quarter day pass anytime they're ready.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we're very happy to have you guys here on the Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you for making this show a lot of fun for Rick
this
and I.
This is cool.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
I had fun.
It's a lot of fun. Get the word out there. Want to remind you, be sure to check out our website, hookup1090.com, for all our trips. You know, trips are going quickly. I mean, we're already booking a lot of trips for 2017, especially our Alaska trips, the Kingfisher Charters trip, the Whalers Cove trip, and the Katmai Lodge trip. Speaking of Katmai Lodge, I'm out of here,
yeah.
And I'll be gone next weekend, but Rock Cod Rick will be here. Very, very capable hands of Rock Cod Rick. Thanks to Ryan on the phones, Adam on the boards today, and Rick will be back next Saturday. Captain Mark Gillette from the Eclipse will be right here in the Mighty 1090 studio with Rick. And next Sunday, Captain Drew Card from the Pacific Queen. Hopefully I can call in from Katmai next Sunday and give you the first day report. We fly in to Katmai next Saturday, and we'll hopefully have some good reports from the lodge next weekend. Thanks for listening. Everybody have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend, and we'll see you right back here on the Mighty 1090.